everyone. How are you doing? It's Brittany, and welcome to another episode of One Hot Mess. All right, y'all. Today, we're going to start off by talking about ways to be a better person. So, wanting to be a better person is about taking universally positive steps that can help anyone become the best version of themselves. What makes someone a good or bad person is subjective. Everyone has a different opinion on the traits that matter most. And even if you tick all the boxes on the list, how others see you often depends on their individual experiences. For the coworker you pick coffee up for every day, for example, you might embody everything good in the world, while the barista you got short with might think you're the most arrogant person on the planet. You know, you cannot control how others see you, but you can learn how to be a better person in your own eyes by focusing on the positive aspects of self-growth. So let's go over 7 ways to be a better person. Number 1, building empathy. Empathy is your ability to relate to the emotions, thoughts, and experiences of others. It's a trait that can bring understanding and insight into your interpersonal relationships, and it can encourage deeper bonds. By actively listening and empathizing with those around you, you'll expand your worldview. Radical empathy helps you become a more patient, compassionate person, greatly improving your life and relationships. And you can build empathy in small ways, like asking questions when you notice someone is expressing an emotion. What are they feeling? What happened to make them feel that way? Number 2 is taking responsibility. Taking responsibility, or holding yourself accountable for mistakes, it can be a challenging, often painful process, and it doesn't usually feel good to have to face a mistake. By taking responsibility for your actions, positive and negative, you're allowing yourself the opportunity to learn and grow from the experience. And if you never admit to making a mistake, you'll never have a need to make a positive change. Accepting responsibility in life aligns your behaviors with your core values. It lets you present an accurate, honest version of yourself to the world. And accepting responsibility can mean apologizing without delay when you're in the wrong. It can also mean acknowledging setbacks, but not letting them stop your forward momentum. Number 3, practicing self-reflection, which is your ability to look inward and take stock of who you are and what makes you you. It's valuable to take some time every now and then to reflect on our actions, beliefs, and experiences. And this practice can help us gain an understanding of our motivations and identity areas where we can make changes or strive for personal growth. You don't need any tools to practice self-reflection, but if you aren't sure where to start, journaling about the emotions and thoughts of your day can help. Number 4 is embracing mindfulness. And if you listen to One Hot Mess, I bring mindfulness and journaling up a lot, I feel like. But mindfulness is a practice of in-the-moment awareness, and it's used in a variety of therapeutic formats to support well-being, and it can help you gain better control over things in your life, like stress, anxiety, or thought rumination. A 2021 review found mindfulness-based interventions were effective across the board for everything from depression and anxiety to treating stress and encouraging pro-social behaviors. So there are many different ways you can practice mindfulness. Some people start out focusing on their breath as they inhale and exhale. Focusing on your breath, it keeps you in the moment. And mindfulness means accepting passing thoughts without judgment. Number 5, creating a strong inner circle. Your inner circle of loved ones isn't just an invaluable support network in life. These are the people who can motivate you to a greater purpose, or they're the ones who can keep you safe in your comfort zone. We tend to take on the attributes and attitudes of the 5 closest people to us. So be very selective on who you allow in your inner circle. Seek out mentors, role models, and people who inspire you and challenge you to grow. Number 6 is engaging in pro-social behaviors. And pro-social behaviors are those that help or support others. Common examples would be volunteering at food banks, donating time to an animal shelter, or helping set up a community garden. And according to a study from 2022, engaging in at least one pro-social behavior helps boost your overall life satisfaction and decreases negative emotions like irritability and indecisiveness. And number 7 is committing to lifelong learning. It is crucial to remain open to knowledge and skills throughout our lives. And this extends beyond learning. It also involves gaining an appreciation for diverse cultures, beliefs, and experiences. And as you continue to learn, you can continue to gain perspectives that further encourage empathy and compassion for yourself and others. So, people that ask, am I a bad person? Well, the concept of a bad person, it isn't easy to define. Everyone can make poor life decisions and mistakes. At what point do your choices determine you are completely good or completely bad? So my view on being a bad person is that you are consistently avoiding responsibility and inflicting avoidable harm to others or the world. You may, for that time, be considered a bad person. Being a bad person isn't a permanent state. It's the outcome of repeating irresponsible choices. By making better choices, you can change that state of being. We are always a work in progress to our very last breath. So it's never too late to kind of switch up and change our path. However, we are always responsible for our choices and their consequences. So it's best to stay clear of options that will cause avoidable harm. So knowing how to be a better person isn't about being seen by others as a better person. Being a better person is about taking a journey of personal growth that evolves you into the best version of yourself. No matter who you are, positive steps like building empathy, practicing mindfulness, and helping others are ways you can be a better person in the world. Okay, y'all. So now that we talked about ways to be a better person, let's talk a little bit about why good people do bad things. Okay, so the human condition is one of imperfection. Everyone faces their own challenges, makes mistakes, has an error in judgment, or says something that they regret after the fact. And these moments don't make you a bad person, they simply make you human. Being labeled as good or bad, it often comes from how others view your long-standing patterns of behavior and personality. If you typically act with kindness, compassion and fair judgment, for example, you may be perceived as good. Being good, however, doesn't mean someone can't or won't do bad things. And by understanding why good people do bad things, you are cultivating your own traits of goodness, like empathy and compassion. So let's go over some reasons why or what causes good people to do bad things. The first thing being past traumas and adverse life events. The past, it's a powerful dictator of how you act in the present, even if you're not aware of it. Good people might act harmfully when triggered by unresolved traumas. Like a shadow from the past, these traumas can momentarily eclipse their inherent human kindness. Trauma and adverse life events impact everyone differently, and for some people, the effects can lead them to make bad decisions. For example, childhood trauma, it can result in insecure attachment in adulthood. Insecure attachment may lead to validation seeking that develops into an online affair. Or having experienced starvation in the past, it might make you steal and stockpile food from local stores. And in both scenarios, the intention is not to harm others. The behaviors stem from unresolved negative experiences and feelings from the past. So the second thing is survival mode. When you feel like you're backed into a corner is another reason why good people do bad things. So an example would be if you lost your job and you're facing major financial hardships, like the loss of your home, feelings of desperation, overwhelming stress, and the pressure to provide for your family might make you consider unethical options like fraud or theft. And then there's the need to belong. Wanting to feel a sense of belonging among your peers is natural. And one reason why good people may sometimes do bad things is due to societal pressure or influence. The innate desire to fit in and feel accepted can lead someone to act against their better judgment. Like engaging in harmful gossip about a coworker, even when you know it's not right. This behavior doesn't make them inherently bad, but highlights how external influences can sway even the most well-intentioned individuals. Or there's a lack of self-awareness. In the moment, recognition of your feelings and your position in the world around you is known as self-awareness. It's often a factor in why good people sometimes do bad things. When someone isn't in tune with their own emotions or values, they may unintentionally act in a way that goes against their beliefs. And this can happen when someone is under stress or feeling overwhelmed and doesn't take the time to reflect on their actions. An example would be like saying hurtful things during an argument because you're too caught up in your own feelings of hurt and frustration, and rather than acknowledging those feelings in yourself, you end up projecting that pain onto someone else. Okay, then we have the greater good. The end justifies the means. That's a saying derived from the literary works of Italian philosopher. You know, I don't know how to pronounce that name, so don't even go there with me, guys. Anyway, it implies that a positive result merits any negative action necessary to achieve it. This sense of control is another reason why good people do bad things. Sometimes good people take actions they believe are for the greater good, not realizing the harmful consequences. And this misjudgment stems from an overestimation of their ability to control or predict outcomes. Like an example would be going to extreme lengths of civil disobedience, like damaging property to draw attention to urgent societal issues like climate change. Or there's misguided judgment when you feel like you've been wronged retaliation in an equally negative manner can feel justified. You didn't start the interaction, you just responded in kind, right? So we may do bad things when we've justified certain actions as being the right thing to do, but for misguided and twisted motivations, like when someone decides to retaliate for some perceived slight or offense. An example would be cheating on your significant other in retaliation for finding out they had been unfaithful. And of course, there's mental health disorders. Living with certain mental health disorders can affect how you view the world and how you interact with others. Conditions like narcissistic personality disorder, for example, naturally feature low empathy, the ability to relate to the feelings and thoughts of others. There are some people with certain types of personality disorders that might increase their tendencies to think in these sorts of ways, but it doesn't necessarily make them bad. And then other conditions like depressive disorders and anxiety disorders, they can cause changes in your behavior that may be seen by others as negative. Sleeping through commitments and neglecting responsibility in major depressive disorder, for example, is one way symptoms can come off as bad behaviors. So the perception of good versus bad. When someone you have viewed as good does something considered bad, it can kind of shake your perception of them to the core because you've only seen them in a positive light. And knowing they've done something negative can make you wonder if you ever knew them at all. But doing something bad doesn't automatically make someone a bad person. It doesn't always speak to some hidden nature or deliberate desire to be deceitful or hurtful. Often, it's a sign that a person is experiencing inner turmoil. I don't think anyone is inherently bad, but clearly people can and do act badly. People are complicated, and we are all capable of doing the wrong thing, sometimes for the right reasons. Of course, it's equally true that sometimes we do the right thing for the wrong reasons. And when traits indicate human goodness remains a topic of debate, good and bad are subjective descriptions, meaning they are based on individual perception. Okay, so I think most of us can agree, however, that kindness, compassion, and empathy top the list. These traits, along with others like courage and self-agency, mold the long-standing patterns of behaviors associated with being good. These individuals create positive relationships by being understanding and kind. They don't just avoid harming others, but also work to support and uplift those around them. And this approach to being good is about actively contributing to the community's health and happiness. So, long-standing patterns of behavior are how society defines a good or bad person, but all people are capable of positive and negative actions. And sometimes people viewed as good do bad things. They make mistakes, act without thinking, and react in ways dictated by past experiences. Empathy, kindness, and compassion are common traits seen among people under the banner of good. Understanding that good people sometimes do bad things can help you improve those traits in yourself. All right, y'all. That is it for today. Thank you so, so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Please make sure to hit that follow button and also share One Hot Mess with a friend. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Have an amazing day.